Businesswoman Lucy Kumalo flops out of a minibus taxi. She slams the door and rushes toward her office in Johannesburg's city center. Kumalo's one of many South Africans who say it's time for all Zimbabweans here to go back home.
Enough is enough. I mean, really, we can't have the whole world coming to our country when our economy is not good. Now, where are we going to get enough money to accommodate other people?
South African hawker Innocent Ntola says if he had his way, no residence permits would be offered to Zimbabwean migrants.
You must stop this permit. It's too much jobs in Zimbabwe. Big rent, everything is there. You must go and start there in Zimbabwe. That's why I talk now. I'm finished.
Laborers dig holes to plant seeds in a field on a South African farm.
To run an operation like this requires quite a lot of labor. All the weeding is done by hand, all the planting, all the reaping, everything, packing, the whole lot, all done by hand.
David Cooper, not his real name, is one of South Africa's top farmers. He supplies produce to supermarkets. Until 4 years ago, Cooper says he employed only South Africans, but he says they plundered his farm and threatened to kill him.
So I was forced to start employing Zimbabweans, which was against my nature, because when Mandela was released, he said to all of us, please create as many jobs as you can. But I feel that I'm a bit of a charlatan, because now I'm creating jobs from Robert Mugabe's people.
Agriculture has collapsed in Zimbabwe. White commercial farmers, once its biggest employers, have been murdered, attacked and driven from the land. So many skilled Zimbabwean farm labourers have streamed into South Africa to work here. Cooper now employs 30 Zimbabwean men and women.
They are wonderful labourers. They're very well educated. They have excellent manners. I don't feel ever any threat from them. They have a good sense of humour and fun, and they enjoy their lives.
The South African government often accuses farmers like Cooper of exploiting Zimbabweans. They say the farmers pay them slave wages. Cooper maintains, though, that only a few farmers are taking advantage of Zimbabweans.
I could get Zimbabweans to work for me for 400 rand a month if I wanted to, but they wouldn't work properly. What a stupid thing that would be.
He says most farmers he knows pay salaries far above the minimum wage of about $200 a month. Cooper stands next to one of his Zimbabwean labourers as she prunes and picks fruit.
I'm not going to ask this lady to identify herself, but she can confirm to you that when people start here, they start at the minimum wage. Everybody gets paid fairly. If I think they're worth more, then I'll pay them more.
Cooper's farm manager is from Zimbabwe. The man has a degree from one of the world's best universities. In 2000, while working on a farm in his homeland, he criticized President Mugabe. A few days later, so-called war veterans kidnapped him.
He was tied down and beaten across his back with barbed wire, so that he spent 3 months in hospital. His whole back is just one mess of scar tissue.
Cooper's manager has repeatedly applied for asylum, but has not been granted refugee status. Because of his exceptional qualifications, he's also applied for a special skills residence permit, but he's been rejected. In this context, Cooper says, it's no wonder his Zimbabwean workers are choosing to remain underground. He says they will not apply for the new South African permits, but will continue to take their chances with the police.
Every time they catch one of my people without a document, he gives them 50 or 100 bucks and they say, right, off you go.
Cooper has personally confronted local police officers to demand they start investigating what he calls real crimes and stop harassing his Zimbabwean workers for bribe money.
I'm not scared of the police. They don't come onto my property. They know they're not welcome.
But in employing illegal Zimbabwean workers, Cooper is, after all, breaking the law. Yet the farmer remains defiant.
I am the king on this farm, nobody else. And if I choose to employ people illegally, that's my business, not yours.
Cooper warns if many Zimbabwean farm workers are expelled from South Africa, food production here will decline dramatically.
If we remove the Zimbabweans from South Africa now, the gross national agricultural production, I would say, would probably drop in half immediately. this government cannot afford not to have Zimbabweans.
But the South African government wants to be seen as acting forcefully against illegal immigration and isn't showing any sign of heeding analysis such as Cooper's. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.